Lights, camera, action. Welcome back, chicken heads. You're joining us on the Chicken Hen with S&M podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm Madison.
And we are back for episode 5.
Woo!
This is a good one.
You didn't sound sure on that, Shandy.
I know, for a second I had to double check in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, last week was 4. This week is 5.
It's okay.
Right? I've been mixed up too. Basically, this week, we're coming at you with parenting while pandemicing.
PWP.
You know, as parents living in this pandemic with all these
fucking roles,
things that are going on with kids, especially come school time.
Yeah.
You know, which is upon us.
Which is a very stressful thing for a lot of parents out there.
Exactly. Some are having to start or are looking at starting school online and doing online learning, while others, you know, like our county, will give you the option of either sending your kid to school or doing online learning. So to each their own, you know, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Either way you pick,
exactly.
You're not wrong.
Exactly. And it's been a very trying time.
Yeah.
I mean, it really has.
We all just want to get back to our normal selves.
Yeah, because I know at the beginning, you know, we're not wanting to go out. We want to keep to ourselves, quarantine. And then it gets to the point where your kids start getting bored.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do there.
Exactly. And we all have cabin fever. And so you end up finding things to do, yes, but
yeah.
This summer was not the way any of us wanted to spend our summer by any means. We had lots of plans,
none of them got to fall through.
None of them, but it's okay because there's always next year.
We're gonna be stuck in this pandemic for many years.
Yeah, I don't see this going away anytime soon, which sucks.
Nope.
Because I mean, think about it. We 3-4 months ago, we're like, oh, it'll be over with by now.
Yeah, no.
It's not anywhere close. If anything, I think we're coming into the second wave now, and like lots of people are getting hit.
Yeah. And then a lot more people that we know have gotten hit.
Yeah, I know some people, you know, family-wise that are actually waiting on test results right now that should be getting them in within the next couple of days. And it's crazy. You know, one of our best friends,
yeah,
had it, doing better now, of course, but it sucks that it's starting to hit closer to home than before.
Yeah, because with this, we have to drop everything we're doing and stay inside, quarantine, stay away from people for 2 weeks. But not just that, we have to wait for our test results to come back to know if we have it or not.
Exactly.
To know if we need to go from right then and there to 2 weeks later.
I feel like to be on the safe side, I probably want to be quarantining before getting my results, just in case.
Oh yeah, 100%. Quarantine before your results, and then quarantine 2 weeks after your results.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, I know I could do it if I had to, but I just don't know.
Say if we got it though, Shandy. Say if we end up getting it somehow, some way, which is a big possibility. But you would have to stay away from your kids.
I know. That's what I'm sitting here thinking. Like
I couldn't do it.
That's me. Like I'm random. All day, every day.
Yeah.
And like, I am their sole caretaker. I mean, you know, yes, there's Luke, but, you know, he's working for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he's doing what he needs to do, like I am. But if I went down, God, I can't imagine. I wouldn't want to. And it sucks because usually when I'm sick, I still work through
I'm still doing it.
I mean, I might not be up on top and like keeping my house in tip top shape like I usually do.
Your kids fed, happy, clean.
Exactly. My kids are taken care of.
And that's all that matters.
So doing this, if I got it and had to quarantine, I don't know.
Derek told me that if he ever got it, that he would go to a hotel room and stay there for 2 weeks.
Smart.
I told him if I ever get it, I'm going to lock myself in the room and he can push food underneath the door.
Yeah, there you go. Get you some disinfectant spray so when they leave the house, you can come out here and do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then like disinfect and go back in the room.
I'll open up the doors.
Yeah.
So I can breathe.
Yeah, get some fresh air in here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But for real though, I don't know. I mean, I hope that, you know, I pray that neither one of us catch it, and you know, our households don't either. But some other people, you know, haven't been so lucky so far, and they've gotten it, and they are struggling from this and dealing with it right now.
Because work doesn't pay you to lay off for those 2 weeks.
No. And I mean, you're lucky if you do have a job that'll do that.
Yeah. You're lucky if you have a job that's going to pay for the test itself, because there's not many free testing sites around.
Yeah. It should be free.
I think it should be free too. It's not our fault that they...
The thing is, though, honestly, like, even... I don't know if I would go get tested. I'd probably wait out. Because my thing is, it could be a fucking cold too. You just don't know. I don't trust people anymore.
I don't
trust people at all. And I'm one of those ones, when I get sick, I grin and bear it, and I just wait it out.
That, and plus, if I ever got it, I would have to prove to my employer that I'm good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know there's a lot of places that if you do test positive, you have to take 2 more tests that show negative in order to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You have to have 2 negative results in order to go back. But no, you know, the sad thing is, though, with restaurant industries, you know damn well that they are working the employees who are sick. Yeah. Like, you know damn well. I know it. You know it. We all know it.
Especially if you worked in the restaurant industry, you know.
Yeah, because it's not only just like now that it's happening. This has always been a thing. We've worked in it.
We've worked with people that had the flu.
Yeah, like, I've been sick before and worked, you know. Ditto. I've run 101 fever and still worked, but they won't send you home because they were short-staffed as is.
And that, because nobody wants to take a shift.
Yeah, but now it's like, we're supposed to send you home. You might have COVID, but we're short staffed. So, you know what? You might be giving it to people, but oh well, you're still making us money.
Go hard or go home. But you can't go home because you have to go hard.
Exactly. And like, you got to work to fucking support your kids and shit, your family. And if you don't work, you're just, it's a fucking double-edged sword.
It definitely is.
And it sucks. It's not easy. This is, what a time to be alive.
Oh, man, 2020 rocks.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel for all these like new moms too, who are just now having kids. And the first year, you know, like Holly, his little first year has just basically been
home.
Yeah, quarantined up. And it sucks, because same with Bronson. Because like, once Bronson started like being like sitting up and getting into things and like really figuring out life, basically, everything starts shutting down. Yeah. So Bronson never really got to go out and like eat and sit in a high chair and like have that dining experience.
Exactly. And it sucks. Yeah. Especially the ones that are going into labor too, though. Like, they can't have their significant other there with them. In most places. I do know some places are still allowing
them to come in. I think you should allow them too. I mean, I don't get why not. You know, I mean,
shit, the person helped make the baby.
Yeah. And they live with them.
Yeah.
You know, so if one's contaminated, the other's contaminated. And as long as, you know, you're taking the temperatures and doing all the stuff you're supposed to do beforehand, I don't see why it would be an issue for them to go in.
I don't either.
But who are we?
That's like a lot of places. Like, that's why I fear if I did get pregnant in the next, before January, because I don't want to have to go into a doctor's office without Derek there with me.
Right, exactly.
Like, I don't want to experience our second child by myself.
I couldn't imagine. Like, I could not imagine.
That's why we're going to wait until January and see, you know, how everything is. And if everything's, you know, A-okay, good to go, that's when we're going to be good to go.
And it just sucks because you don't know. You don't know where we're going to be. And it's like, with school starting, we don't know where we're going to be with it.
We don't know what's going to happen either.
And like the next month or so, which is scary, because even though like people are planning to go back to school right now, that doesn't mean that we're going to be going back to school.
Exactly. We don't know what can happen in a week.
Exactly.
We don't know what's going to happen with a month after them start going back to school. It could be shut down again.
Yeah. See, I haven't looked. I haven't been looking. But what's it called? I guess cases have been skyrocketing again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, like, when do they say, like, okay, this cases are high enough now, like, let's go to just strictly online learning.
Yeah. And then a lot of kids can't do that. And a lot of parents can't do that, though.
And that's the sad part, that they can't. And my thing is, if you have to go and do that, why not provide tablets, whatever.
Hotspots.
Yes. For these kids, so they can do that. Because like we just said, not everybody has it. And I think, I've told you before, that they should have an online classroom, still have the teacher mm-hmm. teaching it, and, you know, still have them, they sit in this classroom, you know, for a certain amount of hours a day, and still have, see their classmates and stuff like that, and just make it an interactive classroom as opposed to just getting on there and reading things on the screen and then answering questions. Yeah. You're only going to keep a kid's attention span for so long by doing that. Because they're going to get bored.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I know Brady would. Brady doesn't want to listen to me 10 minutes in. And I'm giving myself 5 minutes.
And it sucks because there's also a lot of kids out there, though, too, that school is a safe haven for them.
Exactly. And that's the sad part, you know, for, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day, that's where they can go and feel safe. They get two warm meals, mm-hmm. you know, and know that they're okay for just a little bit.
Yeah. And they also get snack time, too, though.
And it's just sad that we live in this kind of world right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess some people don't look at things like that because they have been privileged.
Yeah.
In areas, but like people like us who have been through some shit, you know, like that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, shit, those kids go there to be able to be warm, be loved for a minute, you know, get to finally eat because their parent just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. It just makes you wonder too.
And the worst part is though, teachers are supposed to be mandated reporters. They're supposed to be. And in this, where we live, I haven't heard a single god dang person get their kid looked at because the school didn't report them. Yeah, I know one person that absolutely needs it. And it's not
you. Happening. Yeah, you would think with this person, because they're going to therapy now, mm-hmm. that person, because they're supposed to be mandated reporters too, that they would report. But
I don't think it's actually happening. I don't. It's what I've been told. She's, you know.
The whole fucking system's messed up, if you ask me.
And they're not even taking kids right now anyways. Because
which is even more messed up.
Yeah, because of the pandemic.
And which, I mean, I understand. Don't get me wrong. But it just sucks that, you know, it's not the kids' fault that this is going on. And, like, we can't – not everyone can be helped. And that's a sad, hard pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Like, I mean, you know, back to our conspiracy theory stuff that we talk about once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how 800,000 children go missing a year.
Yeah.
A lot of those kids are through Child Protective Services.
Oh, God,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking sad because those people are supposed to be the ones that protect you.
Yeah.
Child Protective Services. And that's not it. They're just...
I mean, I do know someone that did get their kid taken away from them for nothing at all. They had no evidence against them, nothing that can prove that they were neglecting them whatsoever, and the kid was taken from them.
I want to know who, but you can tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
Well, I know one chick that got them, not that they got taken away, but her parents have them now.
Yeah.
But CPS is definitely involved in their lives. Trying to think. I can't think of anybody else that I know that, you know, has been displaced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like we run in a decent circle, so we don't know too many of those people. But, you know, shit happens. Shit happens. I don't think you should have your kids taken away from you because you smoke marijuana.
Like, no.
I'm just going to say that right now. I'm sorry. I would rather have a pothead as a parent instead of an alcoholic.
Or a meth head or pill head.
Yeah, and that's speaking from fucking experience, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think that's not the problem here. And there's people that do need to be looked at that they won't look at, that they don't, like we just talked about, that we know need it, and they ain't gonna do a damn thing. They got too much on their fucking plate and not enough time, not enough money. And at the end of the day, some people, not all in the system, are out for the paycheck at the end of the day. Like, just to have a paycheck signed and then, you know, go on to their weekend.
See, I was actually watching Criminal Minds the other day about them saving these kids from a foster home. This lady would wrap the key around her neck to the refrigerator.
And see, and that's sad too, because you see these horror stories. So I can only imagine kids at this point in time who are in those kind of situations, because it happens, people. It's happening. Like how they've dealt with things right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate it. I wish it sucks because we can't help everybody.
We can't. And with the status that we are in, what can we really do?
Exactly. You know, we can just sit here and be voices like we're doing right now.
Exactly.
Like we've done this whole time. And people open up your motherfucking eyes and know that all these children are going missing and start asking why. Where are these kids going? You know, and I think this time some other shit's going on and behind closed doors. And I think people are waking up.
Mm-hmm. We awoken.
We have. And, you know, it's time to start fighting for these kids who no one's been fucking fighting for a while.
Yeah.
And it
besides the parents. And exactly. The parents can't do much if nobody's willing to fight with them, mm-hmm. to fight for them.
So let's back them. Let's quit this race bullshit. Let's just come together and let's fight for our future because they're our future. That's what we need to do.
And the more these kids are traumatized and the more they, you know, go through and get hurt and just are belittled, the worse our future is.
Exactly. And we want it brighter, not darker. And we have to be that step. We got to take that step. In order to get to where we need to go.
We want
to
shine.
We want to shine a light.
We want to know that there, you know, this world's not a cruel world. And I know you can't get rid of all the cruel in it.
Exactly. There's always going to be evil somewhere.
But we can try.
And it all starts at home, too. You know, like, keep your kids close. Hug them. Love them. You know, like, just build them up. Exactly. Because there's some parents out there that wish they could do that right now.
And there's some parents that just don't give a fuck.
And that those are the parents I won't ever fucking get. But whatevs. Yeah. Whatever.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'd rather keep my kid next to me, make sure he's holding my hand in the store. Because even if you look away for 7 seconds, boom.
Oh, yeah.
Someone could take him.
Oh, I always have Brady right beside me. Like, I'm always looking. Like, I don't, especially now with everything coming to light, like, I don't want them being out of my sight. Because it just takes a split second.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, too, people can look on Facebook. It's like shopping for a kid. And then they'll get these people to stake out your house and like watch your kid and everything, and they'll go kidnap your kid for a certain amount of price and take them back.
What the fuck? I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, dude. It's just like a kidnapping thing.
Yeah. So someone would actually pay somebody to steal a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's why they advise to be really careful about like what pictures you post of your children online. And it's scary, too, because it's like you want to share that part of your life with the world, but now you're like, you can't fucking trust anybody.
No.
So, and it's sad. That's another thing, you know, that has come to light during this pandemic with parenting is that there's a lot of evil in this fucking world.
So much evil.
And, you know, you can only keep them from it for so long. I feel, in my opinion, I think that, you know, you should be open with your kid to a point. I mean, not be like morbid about it. You know, like, we're all going to die. Life sucks. Life sucks. We're all going to die. Fuck it. Fuck this. Fuck that. No, like, you know, be honest with them. Explain to them what's going on. Let them know what's going on in the world. Because I feel like the more like they're educated on things, the more like their eyes are going to be open to certain stuff.
Yeah, just so know there's and not nice people out there. I'm
not saying like just open up a fucking can of evilness. Yeah, and like here's what's wrong in the fucking world. You know, there's murderers, rapists, blah 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 blah.
You don't have to
like,
sit there and explain all that to them.
Yes,
either.
You don't have to tell them about the bad, but just let them know that. Because there is good, there has to be bad too.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be that way.
That's why we are taught right from wrong.
Exactly. And like I say all the time, and you can hear Brady say, is be the good. Mm-hmm. Be the good in the world.
Yep.
And if there's anything that this pandemic has taught us, it's to teach our kids to, you know, love one another for one another, not for anything else, and to appreciate these times that we have. And to, you know, just learn, help, educate. Yeah. And it's nothing of what we ever thought like we'd have to parent our kids through, which I'm sure many of y'all feel the same way.
I never thought that I would have to do this.
Oh, me either. Not in a million years. Like none of us ever thought we'd be going through a pandemic either. Like
I mean, what'd they do during the swine flu, you know?
I don't know. I did get the swine flu, so I got sick.
I'm just saying, like, what
they
do.
My mom gave me horse tranquil. Well, not tranquilizers, but basically, she didn't give me barbiturates or
anything. Oh my gosh.
It was like antibiotics that you would give an animal, like a horse.
Uh-huh.
And it was in a, well, I mean, I lived, so I don't even know if there was really medicine. Maybe I had to drink this thing and she just poured some kind of powder in it or something. But, you know, I'm alive to tell the story. I lived through the swine flu. It was awful. I was dying, but I'm alive. So here we are.
She did it.
We were really poor at that point in time. Not that we were poor, but, you know, our dad, crack addict and stuff.
Pillhead.
Y'all.
We can get into it, but there's too many things to name.
Yeah, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know. But so yeah, that's where the money was, and that's why we didn't have insurance and things. So my mom gave me horse medicine,
horse tranquilizer,
to get rid of the swine flu. But I mean, you know, what can you do?
All right, well,
well.
Before Shandy walks off and forgets we're still doing this, we're gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, you know, parenting while pandemic.
your mind's in other places, man.
Memory loss is true.
It really is. Like, you're so confined to like one place and you're not doing nothing. So when you start doing stuff again, your brain's like,
what are these walls?
I can't keep up. Slow down.
You're really just ready to fucking go.
Hope.
It happens though, you know, like you just get brain fogs and brain farts and just
you can't even function.
It's pregnancy brain, but
no.
It's pandemic brain. This
pandemic
time.
Brain, man. There you go. We coined it.
Because, you know, we're coinless now.
Yes. And this is our, you know, getaway free time from the kids, you know,
one night a week.
It helps.
We get here and we get around the mic and we get around the computer.
And we talk to you guys.
What's up, world? But no, parenting while pandemicking.
Stressful, relatable.
Yeah, we're all going through, well, not all, because none of us are parents, and even us who are parents aren't all parenting. So, for
well,
those
even the
of
ones
you
that aren't parents, still have a fucking opinion about being a parent,
right? Oh, I know they do.
So can you?
But for those of you who are parenting while pandemicking, keep it classy, keep it real.
Keep it sassy.
Word up.
Homie skills.
Motherfuckers.
Try me, bitch.
Hey, we're all in this together.
We got this.
Reach out if you need us, because we're here, people.
We're bored and we'll answer.
Exactly. We ain't shy. But until next week, peace out, chicken heads.
Ow, ow.